Flash Preview Show. I'm Ian Jordson.
I'm Mike Gamble.
And I'm Nick Kinzel.
And guys, this is going to be a 75-lap exhibition race, so there's no points. It's going to be 187 miles. So how the races lined up, it's going to be happening. There's going to be a random drawing at 6:30 p.m. Eastern in the fan zone revealing the starting spots. This is kind of how they've been doing it for years. They've always done it kind of other different ways, too. What are you guys looking forward to for the Busch Clash?
First and foremost, cars on the racetrack.
Yep. Exactly.
It's the first time.
It's really cool that Busch is coming back on board to be a part of this.
Exciting.
It's really cool to see the Busch
The best
Clash
sponsor
back.
In NASCAR.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't really know what to expect. Last year, we saw kind of an iffy clash until they got news that the rain was coming, and then all hell broke loose, and Jimmy Johnson caused some controversy down in South Florida. So you really don't know what to expect here, but I expect kind of the same thing. These guys are going to be, this is just for fun, this is for money. These guys just really don't care. They just want to go out and win
whatever
way that they can. Because second place in the Clash, who the hell cares?
Yeah, you want
the
bragging
to win. So I expect some wrecks in here. And at the end of the day, Denny Hamlin wins the Busch Clash.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I just want to add one little thing. Although I agree with almost everything you said, I think there's one team in general, or one manufacturer in general, that stands to learn a lot from this. If you guys remember, in the offseason, Chevy announced that they're going to have a different nose for the Super Speedway cars. So all the Chevy drivers that are eligible running this, this is almost like a test session. They're going to get to be around cars in the draft in competitive situations and see how the car reacts, how it sucks up to the car in front, how it does when it's out front. You know, we heard a lot about last year how that nose kind of V's and kind of pointed off in the middle, being at a disadvantage for Chevy. This is to find out if this change helps or hurts.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's going to be a big talking point in this.
Right. So there's 20 drivers that are eligible, or 20 drivers qualified to compete in this year's Clash. So either got to be a Busch Pole Award winner, or a former Daytona 500 pole winner, or a former Clash winner.
Or a champion.
So we have Eric Almirola, Ryan Blaney, Alex Bowman, Clint Bowyer, Kyle Busch, Kurt Busch, William Byron, Austin Dillon, Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin, Kevin Harvick, Daniel Hemric.
Don't say that.
I'm sorry, but he is still eligible. You know, we're less than a week away from
he's
this.
Not
no, he's not running it, but he still is eligible for getting the Busch Pole Award at
Kansas.
That's right. Then we got Jimmy Johnson, Eric Jones, Kozlowski, Kyle Larson, Joey Logano, Ryan Newman, Daniel Suarez.
Who will also not be running it.
And then Martin Truex Jr. So, pretty stacked field to run in this. You know, the most competitive cars that are in the cup field.
Yeah.
So, it's definitely going to be a fun race.
Absolutely. And that's really the only thing I'm looking for from this is entertainment value. There's, obviously, again, there's nothing on the line on this but pride. So there's no point, and I'm probably sure there's a little bit of money involved in there, maybe.
Just a little bit.
Other than that, though, we're not racing for points or anything like that. The Chevy drivers stand to gain the most, but other than that, I just hope it's really fun to watch, really entertaining race.
Exactly. So, Nick, you had Denny Hamlin.
Denny Hamlin, he's always good down in Daytona, so yeah.
Who you got, Mike?
I've got the number two, Bad Brad.
All right, Brad going with it, okay. I think Lightning's going to strike twice. I think Jimmy Johnson's going to win two years in a row at the Clash.
All right. Bold pick.
I like it.
So, yeah, I think that'll do it for our Clash show. We just wanted to do a little preview about everything that's going to be happening. So, for the Stock Car Spectacle, I'm Ian Jordson.
I'm Mike Gamble.
And I'm Nick Kinzel.
Thanks for watching, guys.